Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Wow. Wow, they put me on the spot. It is the Odd Couple on a trash talk. What am I saying? On a TV theme song Thursday. I'll get it right. That's right. Rob Parker and David Justice in for Chris Broussard. Fox Sports Radio has teamed up with TireRack.com to give away a set of four brand new tires valued at up to $1,500 every 2 weeks this summer. That's right. Three lucky listeners will receive a set of four tires plus installation, taxes, and fees valued at up to $1,500. It's the Summer of Tire Rack Sweepstakes. Enter daily at foxsportsradio.com to increase your chances to win. And yes, you can register to win every single day to improve your chances. A winner will be selected every 2 weeks between now and August 27th for a set of four brand new tires. To enter and get rules, go to foxsportsradio.com, sponsored by TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Dave, what are the fast 2 hours, the final hour of the program? We've touched a lot of topics. It's been fun so far.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Always.
One more hour here. And, you know, I earlier in the show, we talked about Lane Kiffin, who had the SEC press conference today and got on his soapbox and basically said he was in support of players but ripped the players for the NIL money situation and that they can go to the transfer portal and called it a disaster. I call them Lame Kiffin now because I just – these coaches are hypocrites. They just – and you have a son who plays college football here at UCLA – and, you know, it's a delicate thing. These kids have some rights, too. And it wasn't always like that, Dave. It just wasn't.
Yeah, exactly. And again, we spoke about the fact that, you know, a lot of these coaches will come in to these homes, into the living room, and they know what to say.
Make a sales pitch to you, right, Dave?
They're seasoned. They know what to say. And they're selling these parents on, I'm going to be here for 4 years with your son. I love him. We love him. We'll take care of him. Build him into a man that you'll be proud of, and he'll get a degree, and he'll have the network and everything they tell you. And then all of a sudden, that coach is gone a year later.
He's going to bounce.
Right. I like the fact that, you know, sometimes a kid will, he'll go to a school for all the reasons that he thinks are the right reasons for him, or the coach did a great job of selling the school and selling the program, but then he gets there and the program doesn't quite suit his needs per se. So the fact they have an opportunity then to transfer, to change jobs, to go to a better situation they think that may be better for them, I don't understand why a coach would be upset with that, because for so long you were doing it.
Whenever there's a bigger and better job,
absolutely,
you would be like, I'm out.
Absolutely.
How about the coaches that would leave before the bowl games, leave the kids high and dry, would leave
the Arkansas
season?
Remember the guy the Bobby he was the Falcons coach,
then Bobby Petrino.
Bobby Petrino. Oh my God. Again, listen, we have enough examples of coaches who, in my opinion, they just did a lot of talking.
You remember Nick Saban when he was with Rob G? Help me out. He was with the Dolphins, just totally poo-pooed. He was going to Alabama. Is that right? He just told, well, where do you get that from? That ain't happening. And then he just left. A week later, and I'm like, why are you lying? Why would you make yourself look like that? I mean, you're better off not even commenting rather than asking, trying to push back and tell people that they're making up a story or it ain't real. And you know it is.
So it leads parents and it leads players, if you have enough examples of coaches doing this, to say, you know what? We have to look out for what's best for our family and for myself, because our coaches are doing it as well. This is an opportunity for these young players and their families to make, and there's some good money out here with these NIL deals, to make some good money, set themselves up financially, be paid for their services in college.
And that's what
they're doing. Where they're making tons of money off these kids as well.
Billion dollar TV deals, Dave, and didn't want to cut the kids
in
at all.
In my opinion, I mean, this should be a win-win. You know, the colleges are still making their money.
And the colleges aren't paying them. They're coming from outside.
Right.
It's not even coming out of your kitty. What do you care?
Well, because Lane Kiffin, your nickname Lame Kiffin, is looking out for Lame Kiffin. He you think he doesn't see or wants to see another contract on the horizon for himself, but he's going to have to win to get that next contract, right? So that's why you hear him talking about it, because he's got to compete with all these other coaches and schools in the SEC, and you know the SEC.
Right.
You know, listen, there's some powerful money in these NILs in the SEC.
Well, speaking about money, Daniel Snyder cashed out big time. And to me, he sold the Washington football team, the Commanders or whatever they're called now. Dave, Rob G, how much did he pay for the team? I don't have the number in front of me. You know what you got? He got. He sold the team for
$6 billion.
Billion dollars.
That's with a B.
With a B. But.
With a billion.
Billion. And he paid peanuts. Like, seriously, this dude mishandled that organization. You remember Washington was a proud football team. They used to have a waiting list, Dave, to get into that building. Didn't win under him. All types of coaches. And then we find out in the final statement about the sale or whatever that the NFL fined him. He paid $800 million and sold it for $6
billion. Yeah.
Okay, you want to get
solid investment.
That's a solid one. The only one better was the New York Football Giants were bought for $500, and they're worth billions now. $500.
Another solid investment.
Yes. but Snyder was fined $60 million for evidence of what is it, Rob G? Sexual harassment in the workplace, and he was not given the money that the owners were supposed to split. He was hiding it. Like, they actually caught him, you know, cooking the books. Like, oh, we didn't get that $40 million, and it was supposed to be split up amongst the owners. Rob G., you have the details on it.
That's right. According to the investigation, Washington withheld $11 million in revenue that should have been shared with other teams, an amount that even the report suggests was not accurate, because they believe it was far greater, but all they could prove was $11 million.
And this is another example, Dave, of a bad guy winning. I can't put it any other way. Daniel Snyder, he won. He did everything bad, bad management, did players wrong, coaches wrong, sexual harassment at the workplace. He's touching people and lewd comments, and he gets a slap on the wrist.
And he takes his $6 billion, and he pays his $60 million. Which is a drop in the
bucket when you got $6 billion.
Right? And now he goes off to his yacht and his many homes around the world.
And enjoys life.
And enjoys the rest of life with no accountability. You said, right, the Washington Senators now.
The Commanders now.
You're right. They used to be one of those franchises, right?
That
was considered a very respectable. Like when you said the Redskins back in the day, it was like, okay.
It was right back then. I mean, but they were one of those.
But it shows you how ownership can really turn an organization from one that's respected to one that is considered just puts a bad taste in your mouth. And then with the whole sexual harassment thing, you know, obviously there's something there for you to settle for $60 million.
Right. They got the goods on.
They got the goods on.
You're not giving away money just to be giving away.
But at the end of the day, Rob, when you have enough money, you hang around in rooms where a whole bunch of other money, and a lot of that money you have a lot of power, decision making power, or they know the people who make decisions.
But here's my thing. They did a couple things to some owners. Donald Sterling didn't break any rules. I'm not defending. We heard the audio tape for ourselves. Told his side piece, don't bring any black people to the games. Slandered Magic Johnson. He was forced to sell his team, even though he didn't break any laws. This guy, I mean, he got forced out. But it seemed like he won, though. You know, like, even in Donald Sterling's case, he got $2 billion, and I get it. That's a lot of money. Daniel Snyder got $6 billion.
Oh, he won.
He won.
Oh, he won.
You're not an NFL owner anymore. I'm good with that. I was.
Not going to jail.
Right.
No record. Just pay off the $60 million. Made bad decisions as owner. And now you know what, y'all tired of my shenanigans, so I'm gonna go ahead and put the team up, and I'll take this $6 billion and take it on to the house. Exactly. Oh, I gotta give you $60 million. Hold on a second, I got that in the briefcase over here.
Exactly.
Here's your $60 million. Now we good?
And now we can go on. We good?
Everybody good?
Right.
Okay. Now I'm gone. All right. I'll be floating around Italy in my big yacht in about a week.
No doubt about it. It is a. Tragic story is what happened down to that franchise in Washington under Daniel Snyder.
Well, now you can turn it around.
You know? Here's the chance.
He won, Rob. He personally won, okay, financially.
Right.
Now you have new ownership. You have a fan base that has always loved their team.
Always.
And this may obviously re-energize them. And hopefully for that fan base, not my fan base, you know, I'm a Bengals fan, but I can appreciate fans who really love their team, and hopefully, you know, they'll come back.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because our telephone number is 877-99 on Fox. And the question really is Daniel Snyder the big winner today, or are the fans in Washington the big winner? Like, which one? Is it the fans who finally got rid of this guy who was bad for the organization, Dave, bad for making Washington's name mud with the sexual harassment and the skimming of money and hiding money and all that, and how the organization was looked at? Or was it Daniel Snyder who walked away with his cool $6 billion and a slap on the wrist? We want to hear from you. Who was the biggest winner today? Was it the fans in D.C. or was it Daniel Snyder? 877-99 on Fox. We'll continue that conversation with you next. It's The Odd Couple, Rob Parker and David Justice, right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
If you're trying to find out the good way for the Schneider of the U.S. of A.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler, TJ Hushmanzada, and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Hushmanzada, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T. Dave, what show is this?
Hawaii Five-O.
Hawaii Five-O. That's right. It's a TV theme song Thursday here on The Odd Couple. Book 'em, Dano. Murder
that was
my One.
Show
remember
right
that?
There, bro.
Book 'em, Dano.
Yeah.
Steve McGarrett, his hair never moved, right?
Yeah.
We're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. The Odd Couple is also brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All the protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox is the telephone number. We're talking about Daniel Snyder's sale of the Washington Commanders. Who won today? He walked away with a check for $6 billion. Or did he win? Or did the fans in D.C. win? 877-996-6369. We want to hear from you, Dave. I know we got people ready to chime in.
All right. Hey, Gerard from Los Angeles. You're on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. David Justice, I love your playback in the day. I'm a diehard Dodgers fan, but I'm also a David Justice fan.
Thank you, brother.
And I love the way you played the game. Listen, it's expensive to get rid of cancer, okay? But when you get rid of the cancer, you win with your life. The fans did win today. Yeah, he got $6 billion minus 1%. The fans won today.
All right, thank you, gentlemen. That's fair. No problem. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 877-99 on Fox.
All right, we got Doug from New York. You're on Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Hey, how you doing? I heard a guy call the other day and say that it's not your show, it's our show, and I love hearing that.
It is your show. We always say that. You know, the Odd Couple's fan-friendly, Dave.
It should
we
be.
Love it. And you guys have plugged in people as you guys take your vacations, which you most certainly deserve. And you've had the best host. It's seamless. Everything has been perfect. Well, I do want to address that as well.
Yeah, we appreciate that. Thank you. It's good when you get to have Dave in tomorrow, TJ Houshmandzadeh.
Oh, cool.
It's a hat trick of Cincinnati people because we had Andy Furman yesterday, Justice, and then TJ Houshmandzadeh. But go ahead with the call.
I will. I'll get through it quick. Donald Sterling, that's who I think of as the owner of the Redskins. He didn't do as much, but I feel like John Gruden is going to come through with a lawsuit after what's been placed on him with the NFL. That's going to hurt him. And I think that's why he's getting out.
Okay.
He's coming. And I know, I think that the NFL owners wanted the owner of the Redskins out to get rid of this, to get rid of it right away. And that's why they proved it right away. I know it's a long shot, but I feel like this is going to go much further, and John Gruden will be back in the NFL in some capacity.
I'm not so sure he's going to be a head coach though. And you know what? I appreciate the call. Thank you. And they leaked it, and Daniel Snyder leaked it about, but John Gruden still wrote those emails. Like let's not
exonerate
him. Yeah. Dave, he still sat down and wrote these emails
wrote
and said
them.
Stuff about people that you shouldn't have said.
Yep, still said what he said.
He did. Like, okay, it was exposed, but you did write those on your company email. Why would you do that? 877-99 on Fox.
All right, we got Sean. Sean from Sacramento. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Sean, what's up?
My uncle from another mother, and Mr. David Justice. Yo, you might not be in the Hall of Fame, David, but you definitely one of the biggest people in the Hall of Game. If y'all don't know what I'm talking about, Google my man's past relationships and current relationships. I got so many knocks in his belt, it would make a world championship belt be jealous. But what I got to say about this, man, is, yes, man, this guy, bad guys always finish first. Not only did he name his team or did he keep his team named after a racial epithet for so many years, flying in the face of cancel culture, but then this guy cruises around the world on a yacht when he's being subpoenaed by the federal government. It's just ridiculous. And for them to only charge him with for us, it sounds like a huge amount of money. But for a guy getting them many billions of dollars to only be taxed $60 million, that's crazy. Any one of us to sexually assault a woman or have that accusation thrown around, we would have been hit with way worse, maybe even doing jail time. Look at Bill Cosby. I'm one to say if he was a black man or if he was somebody else other than who he is, he would be facing way worse penalties. That's all I got. Y'all keep it real gangsta, Unc.
All right. Thanks, Sean. Right. Appreciate it. 877-9905. We got another one squeezing?
Yeah, we got one more. Hey, Mark from Philly. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Hi, guys.
How are
hey,
you?
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Let me tell you something. I was born and raised in Philly. I've been in Philly my whole life. Now I'm in South Philly. I was born and raised in West Philly. Let me tell you something. I used to go down to the Redskins. I'm not going to lie. I'm a retired ticket scalper.
Okay.
I've sold tickets all over the whole United States and in Canada also. So I'm not going to sugarcoat what I did because what I did was not the greatest way to make a living, especially a guy who went 4 years of college at Temple University and majored in accounting. But I couldn't find a job when I got out of college. And thus, I went to Redskins games beginning when I was about 17 years old. And so I worked at the old Redskins Stadium and the new stadium in Maryland. And let me tell you something, other than the Eagles, I can never call a fan base other than the Eagles fan base better than the Eagles fan base. But you got a heck of a beautiful fan base down there in Washington.
Oh, they love their team down there. And if you could avoid using that that name, Washington, just call it that. But, yeah, that fan base down there, Dave, we know how rabid they were down there.
Exactly. And so, again, it's a win for the fans of Washington. But again, Snyder won as well financially. Yeah. But now you hope that they start making the moves, get that fan base rabid and ready to go for a new season this year and give those people you know, in those communities and those fans that really love Washington, you know, a team that they can be proud of and an organization they can be proud of again.
There you go. You just hit it right on the head. Not only just the team on the field, but the organization. You represent a city.
Yeah,
you know that.
Absolutely.
And it matters to people. They're like, oh, I don't like the owner or something's wrong with him. And that's the owner we got. We want somebody who's respected and people like and whatnot. And hopefully that's with the new ownership group down in D.C. All right, coming up next, that's right, Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. And now, ladies and gentlemen, vegans and meat eaters, kale chip lovers, ruffle chip lovers, it's time.
This game is so easy.
For Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
That's right, it is Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia, the segment that proves you gotta like sports to work in sports media. The star of this segment, the king of the Anime Senpai podcast. Check out his TikTok. The numbers are growing rapidly, faster than Rob Parker's Twitter account. None other than my man, Alex Tyshirt.
My Twitter account is taking me, I gotta rebuild, man. I'm hurting. Yes, my new Twitter is Rob Parker. MLB bro. That's it. Rob Parker.
Alex said he's willing to go Jordan Poole's dad on whoever stole your original Twitter account, Rob. Just want you to know that.
Yeah, I could definitely do that if you're interested, Rob. Just let me know. The anime hot takes are doing well.
Yes.
So.
All right. Did we send this to Justice?
I did. He can check his email. I sent it about 10 minutes ago.
You got it?
But let me...
He got it.
You got it, okay.
Yep, all good.
So, in honor of Aaron Judge, and more specifically, in honor of David Justice, who was a Yankees legend, today's topic...
Whenever you win a World Series, people don't never forget you, Dave, right?
That's right.
And whenever you start a newspaper for your high school, people never forget you, right, Rob?
Maybe.
That's right. Also a Hall of Famer, Rob Parker.
Man.
In any event, all of these questions are related to the New York Yankees. Dave, I don't know if it's your first time playing this game, but here's how it works.
Okay.
You have the questions and the answers in front of you. Your goal is to help Alex Tyshirt, again, who does not like sports, does not watch sports, does not consume sports media outside of this building.
Right.
Sometimes not even when I'm here.
Help him get up the tower of trivia. Here are the rules. You can only give one-word clues.
All right, Dave, one-word clues.
It's got to be in English. It's got to be a real word, and your clue cannot rhyme with the answer.
Right,
is that easy
can't
enough?
Rhyme.
But only one word.
One word,
that's all, okay?
So, all right, like, if, for example, if I were to say LeBron James has a nickname, he calls himself the blank, Rob's clue might be...
Queen.
Alex might guess...
King.
There you go.
So like
that's
that.
How you play. All right? Flip the coin during the update... And Dave, you actually get the first question.
And it's funny because Dave actually worked for this channel. Go ahead.
Yes. So I got to read the question?
So I'm going to read the question, okay. And you give Alex the one-word clue to guess the answer, all
okay.
right? All right, here we go. Yankees games air throughout the season on the Steinbrenner family-owned cable channel called the Blank Network.
Affirmative.
Alex is befuddled right now.
That's a great clue, Dave. I got to give it to you.
Affirmative.
Wow.
Action?
That is incorrect.
I knew he was going to say that. And that's not a bad guess, Alex.
Yeah.
Actually, that's not a bad guess.
All right. How about Rob for a chance to steal?
How about this?
Huh.
No.
Yes?
That is correct.
Oh, okay, I got it now.
Yes.
I didn't know I could do all the inflection. I didn't know I could do all
well,
that. Okay.
All the rules, by the way, are made because Rob Parker found ways to cheat.
Okay.
How am I cheating?
I didn't know I could do that. Okay, but now I got it. Okay. Let's go.
Rob Parker up 9-0. Over to Rob now for question number two.
It's a route.
Rob, the Yankees single season home run king is actually hurt right now. That man, of course, is named Aaron Blank.
All right, Alex, are you ready?
Thank you for asking, Rob. David didn't ask me, so I'm ready now. Are you ready?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Judy?
The hand motions and everything. This guy's such a
cheater. Oh, Judge Judy.
Judge Judy, yeah!
10 points for Rob.
Now we got hand motion. I mean, golly.
Wait till he gets the Etsy sketch out or the Etsy sketch.
There's handwritten notes, text messages.
There's only one Judy. It's Judge Judy. You got to admit that. There is only one Judy.
That's true.
Right? If you say Judy, it's got to be
Well,
Judge
Rob,
Judy.
The paper that you're holding up helps too.
Was that
so
it?
Thank you.
Dave didn't see it. I had it.
Yeah, it's right back there.
All right.
All right, here we go. Level number three. Back to Dave. Chance to get on the board down 19.
What's the score? 19
nothing. 19 nothing. It's okay. Early
Rob,
in the game.
This is like when you were in Cleveland. Okay.
I think this is, your guy's against me on this.
Okay. George Herman Ruth is arguably the greatest player in baseball history, but you probably know him better as Blank Ruth.
All right, are you ready?
Thank you for asking. See, he picks up quickly.
Are you
like
ready,
him.
Alex?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Hot.
Babe?
Oh,
that is correct.
I saw how you were setting that up.
You saw that.
Okay.
See, now
points.
That I know I can do all the inflections and all that.
A little
old
body language involved.
Hot. There you go.
Could have said like candy. That would have been good too.
Okay. Candy? Oh. I would have said baby oil, but that's another story.
That's a hyphen right there.
All right.
Level number four, back to Rob Parker. Even though the Mets also play in New York, the Yankees' biggest rival historically is actually the blank Red Sox.
Alex, you ready?
Rob, thank you. I wasn't ready this whole time.
Okay, here we go.
Rob, are you ready?
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Ask if he's ready and then stand off in space for 5 seconds. Like,
hey, don't we got a, is this Giannis? Don't we got a time? Jesus, is this baseball rules? Are we playing baseball rules? What are we doing here?
Just staring there silent.
All right, here we go. Here we go.
Jeez.
Massachusetts.
What's the question again?
Their biggest rival is the blank Red Sox.
Massachusetts? It's in Boston, isn't
it?
Yeah! Massachusetts is not in Boston.
It's Boston not? Is in Massachusetts.
Oh, okay.
Right. But yes, 10 points for
Oh,
Rob.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yes.
Okay.
What is Massachusetts?
I don't know, but I try to connect it all.
I don't know.
All right, Dave, it's going to get really tough as we get up the tower. It gets a little bit tougher every time. The Yankees edition of Tiger's Tower of Trivia,
Yay.
Level number five. The Yankees are one of the few teams in professional sports who have a nickname for their franchise dating back to the 20s.
What?
They've also been called the Bronx Blankers.
Are you ready? Are you know, sure you're ready?
I think I'm ready now. Thank you.
Okay, okay.
Rob doesn't make it easy on me.
Detonation. Detonation.
Bomb?
That is correct.
Okay.
I was going to say
well
atomic.
Done. Atomic bomb.
Atomic.
You dropped the bomb, Mom.
Oh, that's elementary.
Yeah, no, that's too easy. Oh,
no, I'm a little high level.
I like
level.
How Rob gave you the side eye. Level. Like, oh, he's not going to get detonation.
I was like, there's no way he's going to get that one. Right. I just was not counting the Bronx Bombers.
That's right.
And that is an appropriate nickname with all the home runs at that stadium.
That's not clever. This season. Just not this season.
Yeah, not this year.
Level number six. It's a close game, 29-20. Over to Rob. Derek Jeter, number two. His nickname during his playing days with the Yankees was the blank.
Alex, you ready?
I think so.
Okay. Ready?
I don't like nicknames.
Ready? Here we go.
Okay, go for it.
Up the hand motions.
What? I'm just... Here
okay.
we go.
Okay.
Crunch.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, Captain.
Yeah!
Such a cheater. Steve DeSager shakes his head in disgust at you.
That was clever, actually.
Why?
That was actually my second go-to.
Captain
I thought there's no way they get Crunch. Captain from Crunch.
Well, if he didn't do the hands and tell me it was before. He goes, blank Crunch.
Hey, listen. There's rules to this game. There Rob is just destroying
rules.
It.
We keep finding more
Rob
rules.
Rob has just smudged all the rules.
But you know what's funny? They don't spell Captain Crunch.
It's Cap'n.
It's Cap'n Crunch. Did
no
you know
Cap'n
that?
No Cap'n Crunch.
It's C-A-P.
No Cap'n
and
Crunch.
And Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
It's probably not say right? spelled the way
That's where they make it, actually.
Dave, if you think this is bad right now, wait during the regular show when Chris is in New Jersey and Rob's in studio.
Oh, it's bad.
It is legendary cheating from Rob Parker.
What? I'm not cheating.
Rob's got the home field advantage. He's got
mouthing the words to me, too.
Hey, Chris could do the show from here.
I mean, that's fair.
How about that?
We all make choices like Ephraim Salam says.
That's right. Last one. Dave's going to lose this one, but he's going to finish strong.
We'll just do it for fun, Dave.
It's 39-20. Dave, the 1927 Yankees are one of the most feared lineups in baseball history. Folks refer to their lineup as blank row.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Thank you for asking.
This is hard.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Especially if you don't know sports, it's really hard.
Thanks, Rob.
I'm sorry.
Jeez. Oh, I don't feel confident.
Give me
confident.
A second. Give me a second.
I don't feel confident now, David.
187.
That's numbers. That's not a word.
187. Oh, we can't do numbers?
No.
Oh, my bad. No.
I'm going to give you a chance to go again.
Hold on.
Okay.
He already has the win. Otherwise, he'd be really tight about the rules.
Oh, he would be.
Manson.
Question again.
Their lineup was referred to as blank row. He gave you two clues, 187 and Manson.
Manson.
Murderers?
That is correct.
No.
Wow.
Clever.
Out of nowhere.
Okay. Let's
but
go.
But even still, Rob Parker.
What do you mean even still, Rob Parker?
I'm
Rob,
the winner. Where's my music?
I didn't get the full rules on the first question.
I didn't know we could do all
hand gestures and inflections.
Dave, come on, rock with me.
All right, I mean, because I could have said no. I mean, I'm over here with affirmative.
That's all right, affirmative. It was always fun, still fun.
Next time.
Yes, it is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. We're going to wrap this bad boy up, and we're going to talk about the team that you wore a hat in when you came into the building. We'll talk about the expectation for your Bengals.
All right.
Rob Parker, David Justice. Here on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
America?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
to the wall and watching it sail out of here, Jake McCarthy. There's a little bit of insurance. Back-to-back home runs by Riley and Olson. And for Matt, one of the highest homers he's ever hit.
Did you like Cheers? It's a great theme song, right?
No? Cheers was all right.
What was your favorite show growing up?
You got to remember, my favorite show growing up was probably, that's a hard one. Love Boat. Love Boat was great. Fantasy Island was great.
That was all on ABC at the same back-to-back, right?
Yeah, yep. Then, of course, I think Sanford and Son. The Jeffersons was hilarious. Happy Days. Laverne and Shirley.
Right, all those shows.
Like, all of them, bruh. Three's Company.
Hey, back then, that's what we didn't have a thousand channels. You remember that? You
watched the same shows. Yeah, everybody wanted that leather jacket like the Fonz.
Fonz, right. Hey. It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. That was the Progressive play of the day. Progressive is making things even easier. They will help you bundle your home and car insurance together so that you can save on both. Learn more at Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Dave, you're a Bengals fan. You came in today with a Bengals hat. You grew up in Cincinnati. That's your football team. Expectations, because I was shocked. I shouldn't say shocked, but I was disappointed at how they played against Kansas City. I know they're trying to beat them three times in a row. It's hard, and Joe Burrow beat them twice, beat them the year before, right, to go to the Super Bowl. So that was big. But Joe Burrow didn't play well in that game. It's one thing to lose and Patrick Mahomes or whatever, but I don't think he played well. What are your expectations this year, and are they still in the hunt in the AFC?
Oh, absolutely. I think with each year we gain a little bit more experience. I think Joe is growing as a quarterback. We got Jamar Chase. We got receivers. Mixon is still there.
They're lucky to have Mixon because they weren't going to pay him.
If we can get Dalvin. Yeah, he took a pay cut. We talked about they took a pay cut. And then if like Lindell White said, if we can get Dalvin Cook, something like that. I mean, but again, we got to protect Joe Burrow. And I think we need to be stronger in our DBs. I'm just not the biggest fan of our DBs. But outside, but every team is always looking to improve. I think we protect Joe, keep Jamar Chase healthy, and I don't know who all are. I don't know if guys are still going to be around. I think we had Higgins was still there, I think, last year. I don't know if he's still there.
But will they,
again, all roads, you have to, it's just the same as in baseball. You got to set your team for your division, to win your division, and then the best teams that are out there. You got to be able to beat Kansas City. That's why you heard me talk about our DBs. Because Kansas City,
right,
with Kelsey and Mahomes' ability to find open guys, we got to be able to stop their passing game.
Now, let me ask you this. With paying people and whatnot, and Mike Brown, he runs the team like a mom and pop store. They just got an indoor practice facility. Yeah.
Yeah.
Can you believe that? I mean, and in 2022,
well, we haven't been good for a long time.
I know. But Marvin Lewis had them winning. They just couldn't win a playoff game.
Yeah.
What did Marvin Lewis go lose? Well, he was 0-7 in the playoffs, but they got to the playoffs.
But look, we had the one year when Carson Palmer, remember when Pittsburgh rolled up on his knee?
Yeah.
That was a year I thought was going to be our year. That was with TJ. TJ was there.
TJ Houshmandzadeh.
Chad was there. Chad Johnson. We had a really good team then. We just got it. Carson got his knee rolled up on, but
you have expectations this year.
Yes,
do you
yes.
feel like they can get to the Super Bowl from the AFC?
I believe they can, but they're gonna have to play their best ball when they play against the Kansas Cities and Buffalo's still out there.
You know what? Buffalo's to me dropped down a little bit last year. There's something I don't know. You remember they started the season. Dave, they scored like 75 points in the first two games, but then they just took a turn. I don't know.
They got a solid quarterback.
Are they going the other way, though? I don't know.
I don't think so, man.
Miami's better. The Jets got to be better. No?
Why do you think Miami's better?
I just think that they
– I mean, as much as I love Tua.
Because Tua
I'm
was
so
hurt.
Afraid,
Tua
man,
was hurt last year.
If he gets one more concussion, man, he got to hang it up.
You don't want that.
I'm
if he can stay healthy, though, you saw when he played. He was good last year.
I like Tua. But I'm more concerned about his health more than anything. I don't think Miami's in the mix. I like Cincinnati. Kansas City's going to always be there. Who do we? The Chargers. I like the Chargers quarterback. I'm looking at the young quarterbacks because this is a quarterback-driven
Oh, there's a lot of them.
I mean, you say the Jets because of Rodgers, but that's going to be interesting to play
out. Oh, yeah. I'm not saying that's a layup, but they won 7 games with no quarterback, and you add Rodgers, he can't win you 2 more, 3 more games? Probably.
But they have to be consistent on the other side of the ball, too, defensively. Yeah. So, it'll be fun to watch.
It will be. All right, my man. Hey, you know what? Always a pleasure, my man.
Oh, man, thanks for having me again,
man,
brother.
Always. It's great. Boy, the Cincinnati connection is strong. I was only there for 2 years, but, you know, I became a part of the community there. When I go back, people always treat me great in Cincinnati.
Yeah. Great place to grow up, brother.
Yep, no doubt. TJ Houshmandzadeh will be in Dave's seat. We appreciate David Justice. Thank you. Jason Smith and Mike Harmon are up next right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pitbull, Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, and Two Door Cinema Club.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel... It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.